side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job at second hands. Moms bounced on old men, so then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the gold.
All right, you're tuning into another episode of True Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Smitty, and my big man, Big Frankie D.
What's up, everybody? It's Big Frankie D here.
The audio version only.
Okay, so what's the topic for tonight?
Frank, we're going to be talking gun control, and we're going to be talking this lunatic in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I know. You should have done this a couple of days ago, but I think we wanted to get any more information before anybody had any kind of rumors. We wanted to get facts, not rumors out there, you know?
Yeah, of course. And you know what it is, too? I mean, not for nothing, I did want to wait a couple of days because I thought there'd be a little more substance to speak about. But it seems to me like this is just going to be one big ongoing conspiracy theory. I mean,
We've heard is anywhere from Islamists to Antifa to Lone Wolf to he had somebody helping him. And we don't know what's true.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the one most valuable piece of information we have right now is that there was definitely somebody else involved. Now, from what I understand, they don't know if he was, you know, if whoever this person was necessarily involved in the actual shooting.
Right.
But he
could have helped with the plans, buying the guns, whatever.
Correct. The sheriff over there, which he's doing a phenomenal job. That poor guy looks exhausted. There is no way that this guy could have pulled this off. But you know what it is, too? My question is, the guy was an accountant, right? It didn't seem like, you know, I mean, he had a lot of money. You know, he must have lived, I would assume a decent life, a lifestyle. But it didn't seem like it was over the top. Like, you're going to tell me this average guy made no mistakes?
Well, right. And from what I heard, too, his family is all had some kind of criminal record, not him.
No, his father was like a serial bank robber. But you know what? Something is off with his brother, too. His brother's a little bit of a loon.
I haven't heard anything about his brother. I didn't see any interviews.
Yeah,
I don't think his brother knows anything.
No, the brother doesn't really know anything, but he's coming out with like these, like he's overly speaking to the press, you know, and I don't know if it's like a nerves thing. I mean, I don't think it's anything, you know, he's hiding anything. I think he's so in shock, you know.
Well, I would think that it's for me too. If my brother did something, I would talk to the press. He wasn't the kind of guy, you know, he would do something like that, blah, 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 the whole story. So I think it's more like he is trying to defend his family. I don't think there's anything more into that.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think there's anything to read into it. It's just, like I said, I mean, he goes off on tangents. And again, I mean, a lot of it could be nerves. Here you are, you know, you think you know your brother, and he's living, obviously, this double life.
Right.
You know, I mean, this guy was, I mean, he was a lunatic. And now I'm hearing rumors, too, that, well, not rumors, the actual sheriff's department out there reported it, that this guy planned on getting away. Like, this wasn't supposed to be the end for him.
I heard he had cameras set up in the hotel room, facing him, facing the door, and one camera in the hallway. So, like these phone cameras, so they keep trying to get out.
Yes, but
he wasn't planning on committing suicide.
No, he definitely wasn't. And the other strange part is that he apparently had cameras on him, but yet nothing was recording.
And he didn't even know. And they haven't released the contents of that note yet.
You know, what's really driving me nuts is, oh, wait, he did leave a note. See, this is new to me. Yeah. I didn't hear this, and I've been following this very closely. So he did leave a note. See, now this is what's been irking me. I want to know why. Is it a radical left lunatic? Is it an Islam? For some reason, something tells me in my gut it's not ISIS. It has nothing to do with the Islamic State. To me, this is a radical left lunatic.
Well, like I said, there was rumors that Antifa was behind this still. Just because of the Civil War. Now, I posted a video on Truth Talk, a Facebook page. Robert Crowder went undercover with Antifa on Berkeley, and they were planning on to lure conservatives into a spot and kill them with guns, obviously. They wanted to use any kind of weapon they had. They were giving out knives, tasers, and they were telling people to buy guns to specifically go out and kill conservatives. So, is this part of this plan? I don't know. They wanted to start a civil war.
Yes, and they were talking for November 4th. Now, you know, I also, too, I don't want to say that I'm not a fan of Alex Jones, because I am a fan of Alex Jones. I know he can get a little nutty sometimes, but if you go back and listen to him, he actually said that he didn't feel they were going to start November 4th. He actually said he felt like they were going to start on October 1st.
Oh, wow.
And so that was the day that this lunatic, you know, that was the day this lunatic, you know. And then, of course, you hear all the other stories, too, that he has rented out other hotel rooms throughout the country, and they were always next in viewing, in view sight of some sort of big concert, like Lollapalooza, I think, in Chicago. Right. He went, you know, but I mean, is that just a coincidence? You know, does a guy like this plan something like this? You know, to me, this thing was so perfectly executed. He to not make a mistake, I don't think he would go to a Lollapalooza and, you know, back out from it, because it was so perfectly planned.
Well, anything can happen to a plan. Any type of plan can fall apart. So maybe he just picked this venue as the perfect area. And being a country music festival, you might have thought that he's targeting conservatives and Republicans still.
Well, I mean, that's what stands out. Why this in particular event, you know? And obviously, as we've seen, you know, it's not, you know, yes, the climate says that mostly, you know, white Republican, conservative Christians are country music fans, but we saw people of all race, color, and creed there.
Right, right.
Black, white, you know, people just enjoy country music. One of my favorite country music stars, Darius Rucker, he's a black man, you know?
He had good music too, yeah.
Yes, you know, and I think...
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish, that's it. You know, but I think if more so now than ever, now is a time to put race aside. I mean, this is a sick individual. He didn't put bullets out there just to hit white people or just to hit black people. He was going on a killing spree, and he didn't care who he killed.
He wanted to kill as many people as he can in a short period of time.
You know, I mean, I actually got put in Twitter jail today, Frank.
I know, I saw.
I popped my cherry.
What was the comment? What was the comment that put you in jail? Was it about Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel! I called Jimmy. I said, "At Jimmy Kimmel, you are a hypocrite, crybaby, liberal." And then I hashtagged cracker in it. I guess they didn't like the hashtag cracker.
Well, because you're a white guy, then you can't use that kind of a term. But if you were black, you'd be fine.
Yes, that's
Twitter has a habit. Yeah, right. Twitter has a habit of shutting down conservatives. They shut down Milo Yiannopoulos' Twitter because of something that he said. They said he was cyber-stalking somebody, which was completely false.
He was what? Cyber-stalking somebody?
He was cyber-stalking somebody. One of the stars from Ghostbusters, it was one of the black female stars. He said she looks like a male.
Oh my goodness.
Based on that, he was cyber-stalking. They said he was cyber-stalking. Well, she put a complaint into Twitter, too.
Yeah, I mean...
But if you can't take any... You're a movie star. You can't take any kind of criticism. Stay out of the public light.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, you know what it is? It's ridiculous. It's getting to the point now. I mean, it's been to this point for a while, but unless you have something to say that's in agreement with them, you should have seen the other day on Twitter, this girl came at me about something. We were talking about the Puerto Rico thing. I don't want to get too off topic here, but, and all of a sudden she just went nuts. Like I asked her for facts about Trump, and she kept posting pictures of Kellyanne Conway. I'm like,
they don't have any facts.
Exactly.
They want to believe. They want to believe the media rhetoric without providing any facts. They have a verbal diarrhea, and it's not, and nothing factual ever comes out of their mouth.
Yes, exactly. You know, I mean, you know what I would like to do, because I you know, and again, I'm not very well versed on, you know, obviously we both grew up in Brooklyn, you know, in the city.
Right.
So I was never, obviously, you know, I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe that it is the, you know, the people's rights to keep and bear arms. But I was never a gun enthusiast because, A, I was never around it. You know, like where we're from, the cops and military have guns. Those are the only people, you know.
Well, growing up, I never knew much about guns. Getting older, becoming a conservative, more of a conservative in my 20s, and learning about the Constitution, my rights, and I see the laws in New York, Chicago, California that, well, and infringe our rights, it annoys the hell out of me that we don't have the same kind of culture that, like, 80% of the country has. The gun laws here are draconian. And everywhere that the gun laws, strict gun laws have been enforced, they haven't worked. Murders and crime have always gone up. For instance, my brother would know, in Australia, as soon as they confiscated all the guns, rape went up 80%. Just rape alone went up 80%.
Well, you know what gets me, Frank, is I don't understand the delusion of people to think that stringent gun laws are gonna stop criminals.
No, gun laws only serve to disarm citizens and make criminals bolder. And it's the awful truth. If a criminal knows that someone's going to be unarmed, they're going to be an easy target. What's going to stop someone from shooting somewhere? A no guns allowed sign or everybody here is armed sign?
Of course.
What's going to stop them? Yeah, right, exactly. It's common sense. You never see a mass shooting in a police station or a firing range. They always go for the unarmed people, schools, concerts, what have you. Exactly what this guy did. In a hotel room, like Lee Harvey Oswald, it reminds me of that, the Kennedy assassination, from a hotel room aimed at 25,000 people, he had free range to kill anybody he wanted to.
Yeah, I think he was a patsy, too.
I don't know. I don't want to go into any...
Conspiracies right now.
Any conspiracy theories, because, yeah, right. Any conspiracy theories, we're going to sound like the nutcases. And I want to get the facts. I don't want to say, oh, this happened, that happened, yeah, this, that, and the other thing. You know, we know we had 47 guns, 26 in the hotel room, 11,000 rounds of ammunition, and thank God the police came there fast. An unarmed bodyguard distracted him from killing people while the police came in, and he killed himself. The police didn't kill him. He killed himself.
Yes. Like I said, the one thing that's blowing my mind the most about this whole situation is that the lack of knowledge of why he did this. It blows my mind how good this guy was. I mean, you're living with this woman. You know, you're living with this woman and nobody knows anything. Like, I mean, like I said, could he have really not have made a mistake?
Well, I heard one of his coworkers say he had a very analytical mind and he would do things very step by step to not make a mistake. So it's possible these people exist.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely possible, you know, and that was one thing, too, that, you know, when I was messing up when I was younger, that kept me in line as I got older. I remember a cop telling me once, I was just having a conversation. He's like, remember, when we're investigating a criminal, we can make a million mistakes. All you have to make is one.
Right.
You know, and that's really, and you know what it is, because that thing that police officer told me resonates with me so much until today. That's what's really blowing, like, this guy didn't make a mistake. At this point,
well,
as far as I'm concerned.
If he did make a mistake, we're in the middle of an investigation right now. There's only so much the authorities can tell us. So they're going to tell us minimum just to keep us silent while they complete their investigation. I think once everything is set in stone, all the investigation is done, we're going to know the truth. But it might take a couple of weeks to a month. We don't know.
Now, you know, see, I don't believe... I know the liberals are pushing, and there are even some Republicans now, some gun owners that are pushing for more stringent gun laws. And you know, I don't know. I really, truly don't believe that anything would have changed this situation unless you completely disarm everybody.
And there are people. Unfortunately, we have our freedoms. Unfortunately, evil people are going to take advantage of those freedoms to do evil acts. And this is one guy, he did everything legal, he wasn't even, he passed all the background checks, he wasn't a criminal, and he obtained all his guns legally, all the ammunition legally, and so what law could have stopped this? I don't think there's any law that could have.
But now let me ask you this. What if, Now, just to play devil's advocate here, because I don't believe this either, and nor would I want to see this. What if they limited the amount of ammunition one was able to buy?
I think that was a law that was passed, or there was a bill that was passed a little while ago. They wanted to limit ammunition to 50 rounds a month, I think.
See, now, you know what my problem with that is?
It's people obviously can wait 2-3 years before they do something.
Well, that also. But my problem is when I don't have access to as much ammunition as I want, because you got to remember, I'm taking this back to where the Second Amendment is written for. It's not to right. It's not for you to protect against an average burglar. You're not going to need an AR-15 for that. You can do that with even a 22. You can protect your family with that.
Right.
We're talking about a government tyranny that tries to take this country from the people. That's what we're talking. Well, so you're talking about a military presence coming into your home, a Glock,
right,
or a 22, or a 38, or that's not going to cut it when you have military weaponry coming for you. You know, what boggles my mind is the left. We'll take it back to the NFL thing. The left wants to protest the flag against police brutality, but yet you're telling me in the same breath that they're the only people you want armed.
Right, so make up your mind. Which one do you want? The police to be armed, or you want everybody else to be armed? There's got to be one thing.
Because I know for shit sure, I don't like living in a city where the only people that have guns are criminals and police officers.
Oh, well, we're never going to get down to actual gun laws. And you want to talk about Chicago? Because in Chicago, 50 people a month are killed.
Yeah, unless it's a warm holiday weekend like 4th of July, Memorial Day, then you're getting 50 in a weekend, kid.
Right. So the average 50 a month. I mean, 59 people one day. This was just one day, one guy. 50 people a month are killed in Chicago. I don't know how many people in New York. I think it's about 300-something people a year. We're a city of 11 million.
Yeah, I would probably say. Now, are we talking about shootings, period, or are we talking about killings?
We're just talking about people being killed.
People being
shootings.
Killed. Yeah, that could probably be. I would say that'd be about right.
Well, you want to talk about shootings in Chicago, it's over 5,000 a month.
Oh, yeah, forget
when
it.
When people are being killed, it's 50.
Yeah. You know,
the gun laws do not work. They're only serving to disarm the citizens. Now, everywhere that they have decreased gun laws, and people have increased their gun purchasing, crime has went down. There was a city, Kennesaw, Georgia, that there was a law that every male citizen needed to be armed. It was actually enforced, you had to be armed. After, I think it was about a week or two, crime went down like 90%. And these are the statistics around the country.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, but again, we could bring it back to, you know, once again, that's common sense stuff. You know,
but it's not common sense to liberals.
No,
liberals keep saying more guns, more deaths. It's not true.
Of course, it's absolutely not true. And if you think about it, more guns, less deaths. You know, you have a Doug that's going to run up on a woman, say, in a Target parking lot somewhere. He's going to be less inclined to run up on her if there is an inkling of a possibility that she could have a firearm on her.
Did you hear about the Oregon mall shooting happened, I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. For people that don't know, there was a man who went to an Oregon mall. I don't know exactly which one. He brandished a long gun, a rifle, and a couple of handguns. There was one man who was armed. All he did was point his firearm at that man. He went into a stairwell and killed himself, the one that was going to kill a lot of people. I think he was the only fatality. Now, I think statistics say that a gun is used in self-defense around 1 to 2 million times in the United States alone. Of that, 90% of the time, nobody has discharged their firearm. It's just brandished for self-defense. Just simply, a gun is a good equalizer, even for women, too. If someone's going to come after you and you have a firearm, you better use it.
Absolutely. You know, why? Once again, why should I have to feel threatened by some scumbag that has a firearm? And here I am, a law-abiding citizen, and I am not allowed to protect myself or my family at any means necessary.
Right. Concealed carry is not allowed in New York, and I looked this up just now, unless you're a policeman, security guard, or celebrity.
Yes. Well,
you're allowed to have...
If you can prove, from what I understand, if you can prove that you make constant bank drops, like if you're a business owner and you're making bank drops, I think more than 3 times a week for over the sum of $5,000, like if you're a diamond dealer or you own even, say, like a supermarket. If
right.
you can prove that, but even there's restrictions with that, like you're not supposed
yes.
to be, you're not supposed to be having, you know, unless you're making a bank drop, that gun is not supposed to be on you.
Right. If you're only making deposits like that 2 or 3 times a week, that's the only time you're on.
Yes.
Which, I know these people, especially jewelers, they are very big targets for thieves and robbers.
Absolutely.
And they should be armed at all times.
Correct.
I don't see anybody that shouldn't be armed at all times. If I could carry a gun, I would.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, let's look at it this way too. Like, obviously, we know police officers, they go through psychological evaluations before they get on the job. From what I understand, depending on their career, what happens within their career, they may be mandated for psychological evaluations. But if you really want to, look at it, you know, in a logical way, what's stopping? At the end of the day, they're still human. What's stopping one of them from having a mental breakdown and going postal like this guy did?
Oh, you hear a lot of cops shooting themselves. Thankfully, the only reason they don't hurt anybody else. But yeah, what's going to stop them from going mental like that?
You know, I mean,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
This guy in Vegas had no history of mental illness.
Exactly.
So what made him go crazy like this? We don't know.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that's driving me nuts. What finally made this guy tick?
One of my friends gave me a website on Facebook called Dennis Michael Lynch. I don't like going into conspiracy theories, but this one holds a lot of water for me. It says that he was trying to prove that this could be done legally, not breaking any laws. And in his twisted mind, he was trying to save the Second Amendment. I don't know how much how true that is.
He was trying to what with the Second Amendment?
He was trying to save the Second Amendment by proving that this could be done legally. A mass shooting can be done legally without breaking any laws. But he did break a law. He converted some of the rifles he had to full automatic.
Yes, but from what I understand, those this is where, you know, it gets a little hairy for me. And please don't, anybody listening, don't quote me. If you're a gun advocate, please leave comments. You know, find us on Facebook. If I'm not mistaken, these quote-unquote bump stocks, just the mechanics of it, I don't understand how it works. Again, you know, I've seen an AR-15 once. You know, I've never fired an AR-15, but apparently these bump stocks make these guns automatic weapons.
I posted a video on True Talk, too, about that. The bump stock actually fires twice. Once when you pull the trigger, once when you release, it bumps the next bullet. So it sounds like it's fully automatic, but it's not very accurate. But the accuracy is not the problem here, because you're shooting at 25,000 people. You have to be accurate. He just had to spray a lot of people.
He just had to spray, yeah.
Right. He was just pumping spray.
But let me ask you this, Frank.
But in 2010, Obama and the ATF were the ones that passed it as legal.
Yes, that I did.
And they tried to blame the Republicans.
Yes, for the bump stock. I did see that. But now let me ask you this, right? Obviously, you know, it's you know, this is an AR-15. This is a high-powered rifle, you know? And I also saw another video, too, which was funny. I'll get into it right after I make my point here. I would assume once you pull the trigger, the next bullet loads.
Right. That's semi-automatic, right. That's
semi-automatic.
Is.
Okay. So,
right.
I mean... Do you really think that the damage would have been that much less? At the end of the day, he's still shooting rounds. You know, how many of those bullets might have, you know, one bullet killed two people?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's
so
many different ways you can go with this. And at the end of the day, like this gentleman said in that video, he goes, you see this is a rifle. And then he proceeds. He's in a shooting. He's in a gun range. He shoots the target. He goes, if I shoot somebody with this, it is now an assault rifle. He goes, the same way, you see this? This is a golf club. And then he runs up to the thing and he hits the guy off. He goes, now this is an assault club.
Right, right. Because I hate the non-conventional assault rifle because it's not accurate. Assault is an action. It's not
it's a verb.
Item.
It's a verb.
It's a verb, right. It's an action. I'm going to assault somebody. If I put a loaded rifle down on the floor, it's not going to assault anybody by itself. I have to pick it up. I have to aim it. I have to pull the trigger.
Yes, and it's,
I don't like that non-conventional at all.
Exactly, and it's like anything else. You know, we can put this the same way we can argue the social injustice, the same way we can argue the police brutality. As long as we have a system that is run by humans, nothing is going to be perfect.
Right. It's always
people,
going to be flawed. Right.
People are going to slip by the same way you could go into a bad neighborhood. And you know what? There could be great people on the block, but there could be one knucklehead.
Right. And that's what you got to worry about, the one knucklehead.
You know, you're going to infringe on what is it? How many millions of people own guns in this country?
There are 100 million gun owners in the U.S. with over 300 million guns, with 6 trillion rounds of ammunition. Now, this is just an average. I don't know the exact numbers. But if these people were the problem, we'd know about it.
So basically what you're saying in this, you know, statistically showing this one guy that owned whatever it was, 33 or 46 guns.
Right.
And his 11,000 rounds of ammunition is a teardrop in the ocean to what is dispersed in this country.
Right. And it's not the legal gun owners we have to worry about. It's the illegal gun owners that we have to worry about.
Well, no, because now they're going to argue. Well, now the liberals are going to argue. Well, no, obviously you don't, because this guy legally owned everything he had. But again, it's one bad apple. You cannot infringe on 100 million Americans' rights. Because
now
that's also too, Frank, that's another point too to be made. That's 100 million people in states that don't have the gun laws we have. Because that number, if they loosened up the gun laws in Chicago, California, New York, you know, probably like the Philadelphia. I don't know if Philadelphia has different because it's the state of Pennsylvania. But even state of Pennsylvania could get a little hairy. Jersey. If they loosened up, that number would probably double or almost triple the amount of gun owners in this country, because I know I'd be there.
Legal gun owners. You have to say legal gun owners, okay, because there are illegal guns being purchased. And that's the problem that we're facing. Illegal guns.
That's another question I have for you, Frank. Where do you think these illegal guns are coming from?
Have you heard the term straw buyer?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay. It's a person like me who has no criminal record, no nothing. I'm repeating myself. Let me start over. A person without a criminal record, they hire them to buy guns legally, and then they sell them to criminals. They call this, that's the middleman, the straw buyer. They're actually doing an illegal action illegally. So let's say I would buy a gun for you to use as a criminal. You would do something illegal with the gun.
But
it's not registered, it's not licensed, you know.
Yeah, but how is the, if I go into a store and buy the gun, how is the gun not registered?
It's registered with the straw buyer, and the straw buyer sells it to somebody for cash illegally on the street, and they say they're robbed. They were robbed. They call the police. So now they have the backup, but they can go back again to buy more guns, and they have the story that they were robbed of the guns that they did possess.
Okay, so obviously this is a hard... But now, what
it's a lot more complicated than that, but I'm simplifying it.
Yeah, yeah, but now what about the certain guns that are like exotic, like, you know what I'm saying, like that you don't think any guns are coming in from other countries?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
You know,
that.
I mean, I would assume. I mean, that there has to be guns coming in this country over the border.
Well, I'm assuming that you would have to be a licensed dealer in order to get them.
No, I'm talking about illegally. I mean, they're smuggling people for shit's sake over the border.
People are easier to smuggle than guns, I would think. It's so fucked up. It's not even funny. I don't know if we have illegal gun trade guns, but straw buyers, one thing that I do know.
Yeah. Because I'm just saying, I mean...
Exotic guns, you're not going to find ammo for them either. So I don't know if they're going to be popular for the street. I mean, you're looking for popular calibers like 9mm, 40, 45, you know, 22, 32s. Those kind of guns they want. Not ones that can have, like... And, you know, like AR-15s, they got the 22 rifle bullets. Those are really common. They're not looking for exotic guns because they're hard to fix, though. Why would these people throw them out anyway once they break?
Yeah, or they shoot somebody with them.
Yeah. do you remember the Saturday Night Specials they had? That was common 10, 15 years ago. They were junk guns, 22 caliber. It was shit. They fired four or five times, and they threw them away. They didn't work.
Yeah. Okay. So now where do you think from this point forward the liberals go with this?
Well, they want to institute higher gun laws. Hillary Clinton, 10 hours after the bodies didn't even get cold, so the world was trying to push more gun laws. And more gun laws aren't going to work.
One more question.
I was gonna go to the Sandy Hook shooting too, just for a second. I don't know his name. He actually killed his mother, stole her guns, and then went to kill these kids.
You know what his name is?
So the gun laws worked.
You know what his name is? Fucking lunatic. That's what his fucking name is.
Yeah, exactly. He stole his mother's guns, killed her, then stole his mother's guns, and then shot these kids. He actually himself had a pistol that she gave him as a gift. So he used that to kill his mother to steal her rifles. So... The gun laws worked. He didn't get any rifles legally. He got them illegally.
Well, that's another thing too. That's a good point. Out of how many mass shootings that have occurred in the last few years were done with illegal firearms, except this one. You know, people. You know, because people throw that at me all the time when we talk the Sandy Hook thing. Oh well, you know, those guns were legal. No, they weren't.
They were legal at the time his mother possessed them. Right. They weren't legal when he possessed them.
Exactly. They were legal when they were in the safe of that house. But the second he armed himself with them and walked into that school, they were illegal.
Exactly.
No different from me ripping somebody off and using their gun to shoot somebody. It's an illegal firearm.
Right. It was legal when the other guy possessed it. Now that you stole it, it's illegal. I don't know people who know the difference or not. And like I said, gun laws only serve to disarm the citizens. Now, me being a short white guy who's very overweight, I wouldn't survive long in jail, so I'm not going to get an illegal gun and try to carry it around with me on the street. I wouldn't last too long in prison. And in New York, it's a mandatory 3.5 years if you're caught with a firearm on you. But has that stopped anybody?
No, of course not.
Because criminals are not afraid to go to jail. They'll go to jail, they'll work out, they'll get stronger, they'll come on the street, and they'll do even more crimes. 3.5 years is nothing. The average citizen that's afraid to go to jail is not going to break the law.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, listen, when you're a criminal, you know, it's the same way as if you go to work every day. You know, you go to work, you punch a card, and you know, that's part of the game. The same way as if you're a criminal. Hey, listen, jail is sometimes part of the game.
Right, and they don't care. They don't give a fuck. And it's kind of why I'm afraid of the police, so they're going to shoot them. Because police have to have justified... shooting it. They have to have a justification whether their life is in danger or somebody else's. They're afraid of citizens carrying guns because if a citizen is threatened, we don't have to have the same justifications a policeman has. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's the case.
You could be right. Like I said, I'm not too well versed with gun laws, and that's just because I actually went. This will be a funny story for you. I went into a precinct once because I had no idea because I want to obtain a firearm. It's very hard. So I walked. Yes. I walked into a precinct and I just assumed. Oh, let me try these guys. They can maybe point me in the right direction. I said, excuse me, officer. I'd like to know how I can obtain a firearm. And he's like, well, what do you need it for? I said, my constitutional right says I don't have to discuss that with you. I said, I'm simply looking for a website. Paperwork, anything. I'm not going to give you that information until you tell me what you need it for. I said, once again, I said, my constitution tells me that's none of your business.
Oh, wow. You really pick an attitude with you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what, you know, for, and you know what, that's another big problem, too. No, even in school, like, when we go to school, they never teach you your rights.
No, I think that they should teach the Constitution.
And you know what?
The Constitution in school.
And you know what the bigger problem is? The people supposed to be out there, the police officers, protecting your rights. I can almost promise you, you ask them, and they don't even know their own rights, nor the rights of you.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you expect a man in a uniform that's not educated on rights to defend your rights?
Exactly.
You know, or to even respect your rights. He doesn't even know what he's obligated to respect.
Yeah, right. I know.
You know, so this is a major problem. I should not have to walk into a precinct to find out information on how to obtain a legal firearm. You know, like I said, I was simply looking for a point in the right direction. It's a, you know, he acted like I went in there and asked for a gun. Hey, can I buy a gun here? Like, you know, I mean, come on, you're an asshole.
You're asking for crack and a gun.
Exactly. I mean, listen, so finally I found out it's a very, very big procedure. You know, I do plan, yeah. And it's a lot of money. I do plan on doing it. I am definitely going to do it. You know, but because I really do. You know, I don't know. I pray to God. I think we prolonged it with Trump in the White House. But it's just a matter of time before there is military action in this country to take this country over and turn it into a North Korea.
Well, if the liberals win, it will be North Korea.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and it is a matter of time, and that's how you do it. The same way they did it in Venezuela. That's the first thing they did. They take all their guns away, take everything away.
They take your rights away, take guns. Once the government's not afraid of you, they can do whatever they want.
That's right. They can run right in there.
Well, it happened in Germany, too. They took all the guns away, and the Germans ran roughshod over the Jews, and they killed 6 million people.
That's right.
6 million people.
Yeah.
In Russia, too. After the Bolshevik Revolution, the communists took over, everybody was disarmed, and, 120 million people killed in Russia? Something like that?
Yeah, It was a big number. Pol Pot, same thing. And that's what these Antifa people keep referencing, this Bolshevik revolution. They keep referencing that.
And they're the fucking Bolsheviks. They're the Russians. They're the communists they want to fight against.
You know, I don't...
The communists don't.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I don't understand where... Or, not where, when... communism started becoming accepted in this country.
Oh, God. I don't know if you remember the McCarthy era where it was a senator who was trying to weed out communists in the U.S. government. That was back in the 40s.
Even I remember watching some documentaries even later than that, like in the 70s, like in the 70s and the 80s, like the Pablo Escobar era. A lot of these feds, they'd go down, they'd go over to Colombia. And if they were caught hooking up with one of these communist women, forget it. You'd be going to jail for treason. And all you were doing was just having sex with her.
They're so twisted. It's not even funny. They don't even know how capitalism works. Making them better, how it's making everybody's lives better, how it's equal opportunity for everybody to have a better life. They don't even realize it. They just want everybody to be equal in misery.
But that's what socialism is.
It's equal misery.
But you know what it is, too? They don't even want to try to understand it, either. They don't even want to hear it.
Post it from their iPhones. I mean, come on. You have a freaking iPhone. You're a capitalist.
Listen, these people, like, time and time again, they're fucking stupid.
They are. They don't even know. They don't.
You know, I mean, come on. I'm getting banned on Twitter because I said something about somebody. Did you see the theatrics that this fucking mutt put on TV crying?
No.
Oh, he shot all these people. Yeah, it's fucking terrible, but then you move it into, and that's fine. That's fine. Like, the first 5 minutes of that spiel was, okay, you know what? Listen, everybody's feeling it. Some people wear their heart on their sleeve. Others don't. Everybody's feeling it. We're all Americans. But then you turn around and you start crying about gun control. That's what you want to do? You're a fucking...
That's what they all want to do.
You're like even with fucking Lady Gaga. I don't understand all these liberals. Oh, Donald Trump ain't qualified, but you're getting your fucking... Your political analysis is fucking... Is Lady fucking Gaga? Give me a fucking break.
Right.
Chelsea Handler, Jimmy Kimmel, these are the fucking people that are going to lead you to the fucking... Michael fucking Moore. You can hear that motherfucker getting fatter. These are the people that are going to lead you to the fucking promised land?
And he's the biggest capitalist. He wants to have socialism. He said the other day that he wants to repeal the Second Amendment and put another one in its place.
Yeah, and
Right.
You know
what?
Well,
I want to ask him, when is he going to get rid of his armed guards?
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you go and do some shit like that, the only motherfuckers allowed to have guns then are the military and the fucking cops. There is no private fucking security no more.
No, there isn't. And if they try to take the guns away to 100 million people, there's going to be a war.
Oh, there will be an uprising in this country. Big time.
I even have some friends who are a con Second Amendment. They don't want anybody to own guns either. And I'm trying to tell them that it's their right. If they don't want to own a gun, that's fine. They don't want their next-door neighbor to own a gun, but what the business do you have with your next-door neighbor? It's not, you know, your rights, my rights are in where your feelings begin.
Exactly.
Okay, so then these same people say they don't want you to have guns, but they want us to pay for their abortions. But which one is it? Do you want... You want us to be in your lives or not?
Yeah, they and everything they do fucking contradicts one another. You know,
like we're not asking them to pay for our guns and ammunition. No. They're asking us to pay for their abortions.
Yeah, it's and their fucking and their surgeries to turn.
Oh, the transgender surgery.
And,
yeah.
Oh, come on.
Please add a dick to me. Ah. I want to be a whole lady. Ah!
I mean, it's fucking nuts. We're living in the fucking Twilight Zone.
I know. Everything is twisted. It reminds me of a saying from Isaiah. Woe to those who make good evil. Woe to those who make good evil and evil into good.
It's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. It is. This country is going downhill. We do need a civil war. I hate to say it.
Hey, listen, I'm ready, Frank.
I don't know if I'm ready. You know, I'm. I don't know what's going to happen in New York. I want to get the hell out of this state, though. This place is just taxing us to death.
This place is a fucking cesspool. You know what? There's this guy running for mayor, which by the way, anybody listening to the Audio True Talk podcast will be in the building for the mayoral debate on Tuesday, October 10th, I believe it is. There's this guy, Sal Albanese. He's running for, under the Reform Party, for mayor. So he puts this big spiel on Twitter about how he feels like he's being blocked from the campaign funding association, from being in the debate. All the other candidates got tickets. He didn't get any tickets. This, that, the dirty. Feels like he's being blackballed. So on and so forth. So I went on Twitter and I obviously I got nothing back. And I asked him. I said, first of all, de Blasio got 300,000 votes. He's the biggest liberal piece of shit. 300,000 votes in a city of how many people are we?
I think about 11 million.
I mean, you got 300,000 votes. That's nothing.
No, so it's not even 1%.
So my argument to him was, what I was telling him is, you're concentrating on this debate. Nobody's listening to these debates. Nobody gives a shit about these debates. You have the biggest platforms between Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook on the planet. I said, and you, yeah. And nobody running against de Blasio was using it properly. Not Bo Dietl, not Malatakis, not Albanese. None of these people are using these platforms, right?
And Loda, I told them, Loda too ran against
Yes, Joe Loda. Yes. Yeah. You know, and I told them, I said, you have Twitter. I said, you can reach millions of people in a second. I said, you guys don't engage. You don't do anything on Twitter. I told them, I said, look at you. I said, you're on Twitter. I said, you got 4,000 followers. You're running for mayor at the biggest city in the country.
Well,
4,000 followers ain't going to cut it, pal.
These people don't know how to use social media, apparently, because a lot of people now between the ages of 18 and 25 are on social media. They're not on TV or anywhere else. They're not going to pay attention to the thing.
No. They're
going to pay attention to social media.
Absolutely. And you know what? Listen, by no means am I sitting here saying it's easy, because you see us. We're going through it. Like, we have a lot of action on the Facebook page, but we're not moving in likes. Like, we're moving in comments. We're moving in people reach, but we're not moving when it comes to people hitting that like button. You know, listen, the page hasn't even been up a month yet. But, you know, it takes time. Everything is patience. You know, you're going to go through these plateaus. But there's a science to this, and you have to figure it out. And you know what? With these people running for mayor, you're raising campaign funding. You're raising hire somebody that knows the science of this.
You're talking about people in their 50s, 60s, 70s that have no idea how to reach the younger generation, even to make them go out and vote.
But you know what? That's bullshit too, because how did Donald Trump do it? Donald Trump's 71 years old.
And look how many people voted. It wasn't even, 6 million people across the country that voted?
No, but he was still able to pull it off.
We have a country of 300 million people.
As a matter of fact,
he pulled it off, yeah.
As a matter of fact, he just got today. He just got he is the most followed world leader on planet Earth right now.
Because he knows how to use Twitter, and he used it very effectively.
Yes. He did.
He's more followed than the Pope too, which is amazing to me.
I'm happy about that. I can't stand
yeah,
that.
I know.
That friggin'...
I know. But we're a country of 324 million people, legal citizens, and probably 17 to 20 million illegal immigrants, and only, 6 to 8 million people voted in the election? No, I'm sorry, it was more than that. It was 100 million people. 103, something like that. So it's a third of the country that voted. Probably a third might be too young, and a third might be too old. So we've got the basics between 18 and over 18 demographic of voting.
Yeah.
And... really getting off topic of gun control now, but they keep complaining that Hillary won the popular vote. Okay, but which one counts, the popular vote or the electoral vote? I mean, they knew that the electoral vote counted first and not the popular. You still there, Maddie?
I'm here. I'm trying to gather, you know, it's very hard to wrap my head around all the stupidity. I know. Like now, all of a sudden, you know, the presidential election is a fucking popularity contest.
For the people listening, I'm on the telephone. I'm not with Smitty right now, so this is audio only.
Yes. You know what? Listen, we're at 50 minutes. So let's, before we string too off topic, Frank, I want you to give the final word on the whole Vegas thing. Before you start, I'm just going to give my take on it. Personally, our thoughts and our prayers are with everybody that went through this terrible thing. I know everybody in this country is affected some way, somehow, whether you're on the right side of this thing, on the left side of this thing, whether you want gun control, you don't want gun control, everybody's feeling some sort of way.
Right.
But the bottom line is as long as we keep allowing things like this to divide us and completely rip us apart, this country will be no more. And I always thought that, maybe it won't happen in my generation, and I was always more concerned about my kids, but every day that goes by, more and more and more, I feel like I will see some sort of civil revolution going on in this country, and it's going to be bad when it happens. Listen, this is not about a gun control issue. This is not about a gun. This is not about an AR-15 or a bump stock. This is about a fucking lunatic that rented out a fucking hotel room and decided to fucking terrorize people. I don't care what you label it. You want to label it fucking terrorism, it is terror. He went out and fucking terrorized thousands of people. I don't, you know, it doesn't, you know, we're sitting here trying to throw labels on it. You know, you have Jimmy Kimmel sitting here saying, oh, well, if he was a brown guy with a beard, we'd be looking at gun control. Okay, so then what happened to the last three shootings, asshole? You know, so stop believing these people. Well, don't listen to an asshole like Jimmy Kimmel. The left is completely out of their mind. This is not a gun control issue. This is one lunatic that slipped through the system. So
well, here's
please.
My take now.
Now, Frank, you have the
okay,
last
here's
word.
My thank you. Timothy McVeigh used explosives, and he killed 160-something people. The van guy in France killed 20 to 30 using just a van. There's a guy in China who killed two or three people using a steak knife. If somebody is going to be that determined to kill someone, there is nothing that's going to stop them. This guy just happened to use a method that was a lot easier to get a hold of, a lot easier to kill someone, and used a legal method to kill a lot of people and injure a hell of a lot more. You're not going to be able to stop any kind of lunatic with any kind of law. They're always going to find a way around it. And any law that you put up is just going to be circumvented. And that's what criminals do. They circumvent the law. They don't obey it. Now, we have laws on, I talked to liberals, and I said, why do we have laws on the books for murder, stuff like that? Well, you know, for a normal person who's not going to do any of that stuff, these laws aren't really going to affect us. But someone's going to break them. We need some kind of punishment in order for those laws to exist. So, my take is you can't make any laws for a lunatic. They're just going to find a way to do it no matter what.
I second that. I definitely agree with that. So everybody, good night. You could catch this on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, and Podomatic. We will be doing two different versions, in audio and a Facebook Live. You cannot get both on, you know, you can find links to the audio on Facebook, obviously True Talk. You could also catch us on Twitter once I'm out of jail. Smitty at True Talk Podcast. Frank, also to tell him your Twitter handle.
Frank Mars 72.
At Frank Mars 72.
F-R-A-N-K. I'm sorry. F-R-A-N-K-M-A-R-Z 72.
Sounds good. You could also send all emails into conservativesavages@yahoo.com or truetalkpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't ask me to spell conservative savages. I'm done with that.
Yeah, we went through that already.
Oh, I just wanted to add to that 3,000 people were killed using planes on 9/11.
Boom.
So there you go. I mean, any kind of maniac that you're going to get, they're going to find a way.
That's my drive.
That's my take. I'm sorry. I'm done.
So like I said, yes, you could check out the links on the audio at Facebook. Once I'm back on Twitter. You can catch him on Twitter too, Smitty at True Talk Podcast, True Talk on Facebook. Go like the page. People that are listening, please, 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 this is how we're going to move this thing forward. Please go and like the page. We're not asking you for any money yet. We're not selling any merchandise yet. We just want to grow a following. We want to get the message out. We want to build a conservative community. This is the way we're going to do it with shows like this. We don't want to be a show where you got to have a following. We don't care if you have a following. If you have something to say, feel free. We'll put you on the line, and we could talk about it. We could debate about it, whether you're a liberal, a Republican, a constitutional conservative, an independent,
libertarian.
We don't care. We want to hear. We want to debate. We want to talk. We want to make progress. So let's do this. Like I said, Facebook, Twitter. We're going to be on other outlets. Check out the audio. The Facebook Lives will be on Friday nights. Frank and I are working on a studio. Things are going to start getting really good, and they're going to start growing really fast. So we'd like to get you on the train now. So go follow the Twitters. Go like the page and share the page. Please share the page.